99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there, Kelly. You've got an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you something about what it says on your weather app real quick, because the official temperature at right now is 69 degrees. Now, someone thinks that Apple has something against eighth grade humor and will refuse to display 69 degrees on the weather app.
I've got 64.
Oh, you've got 64. Okay, so we're not even close to that at this point. All right, well, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, 69 is the official temperature out right now. I've got 68 on mine, and I don't have an iPhone, but apparently someone realized that Apple's weather app won't tell you if it's 69 degrees. It'll either say 68 or jump straight to 70 degrees, and so then the, quote, theory is that they're just against the whole eighth grade humor of 69.
The other meaning of 69.
One of the explanations, though, and this makes a little bit more sense, is that they take their reading in Celsius and then they just convert it. So 20 degrees Celsius is 68 degrees in Fahrenheit. And this is written out for me. I don't know this off the top of my head, FYI. And then
that's great news.
21 degrees Fahrenheit is 69.8, which rounds up to 70. So that makes much more sense than Apple having something weirdly against the number 69. But I just thought I'd throw that out there because it is 69 outside. And I thought, what better way to test this theory right now than just to see, because.
Or it's 64 degrees.
Where you are.
Depends on who you believe.
Right. We've got the important stuff to get to here this morning. In about an hour, we're going to give you an opportunity at $1,000. So that's kind of exciting as the all-access summer kicks back into action here in about 1 hour from right now on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of sad that Biz Markie passed away. You see that news, Kelly?
Yeah.
You may know that song. You may also know him as the DJ on Yo Gabba Gabba, which that's where like my daughters knew Biz Markie from Biz's Beat of the Day and Yo Gabba Gabba, that show from Nick Jr. like back in the day. Biz Markie passed away at 57, I think, due to complications from diabetes. So. Sad news there on 99.7 DJX. Just want to put this on your radar. The Belle of Louisville is doing a throwback Thursday cruise, and they were like, we need to have Ben and Kelly host this. So on July 29th, it's going to set sail. And this Thursday, and this is what I want to put on your radar, this Thursday, we're going to give away some tickets to join during Throwback Thursday. So if you have never heard Throwback Thursday, you're in for a treat. Every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. But then on July 29th, I don't even know what day of that is. What is that?
It should be a Thursday.
It is a Thursday, yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's great planning then. really great planning.
Yeah, so then the following Thursday, we're going to take it to the boat. So that's kind of cool. Belle of Louisville there, and an opportunity for you to win those tickets on board this Thursday with the Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's always examples of what not to do. Now, typically, engagement stories are fun. They're feel good. It's always the start of something new, right?
Well, sure. It's the beginning of the rest of their life together.
Yeah, Justin, he just really wanted to, you know, solidify things with his girlfriend by proposing. But this is a setting the bar story, so there's something that Justin did that isn't right.
There's a little misstep.
Kelly, if we were to say setting the bar, what would you say this is?
Don't do it.
Okay.
And you're winning at life.
There you go. Sure. Yeah. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your girlfriend's ring just to get her an engagement ring, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Back the truck up. So she had a ring, but it maybe wasn't an engagement ring. Thought, hey, that looks kind of valuable. She won't mind if I just trade up.
So Justin wants to seal the deal with Samantha. It's a love story, right?
Uh-huh.
Couple years ago, this happened, but we're just now talking about it because Justin just got busted. So Justin decided he wanted to get engaged to his girlfriend, Samantha. So what'd he do? Well, he needed some money. So what he did was he stole her ring, pawned it, and then used that money to put a down payment on an engagement ring.
Okay.
Now, you're thinking, okay, well, this happened a couple years ago. I mean, they're married now, obviously. Things are good. Well, sorry. No, not to put too much, tell too much here, but they're no longer together.
Oh, that is tragic.
It never worked out. So the ring he got her was about $4,500 ring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
dang, that's a really nice ring.
Yeah. And so it's a weird story of why did it take so long for them to figure it out? And why did it take so long for him to be arrested? And why did they break up and all sorts of stuff? But, you know, the base of the story, the setting the bar story is, look, things cost money. And at at the root of it, you got to earn that money in a just way.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times they have like financing options available.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want the ring now, but then need more time to pay for it, that's right. A good path to go down. Did she ever get her original ring back once she figured out what he did?
It had been melted down for scrap.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
So, like I said, there are some pieces to this story that have not been filled in, right?
There are some holes in the story,
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
That needs some patching.
But there
I have questions.
But there's a ring that's now been melted down for scrap.
Oh, that apparently was really valuable.
Yeah.
And if you got her a $4,500 ring.
And the relationship didn't even last 2 years.
Oh, that is tragic as well.
Yeah. So, again, setting the bar. Can manage to make it through the day without stealing your girlfriend's ring to pawn it to get the money to buy her an engagement ring, you're doing okay.
We should probably ask her first, like, hey, are you wearing that anymore? Are you gonna miss it?
Mind if
I got an idea.
I got an idea. Yeah, that's right.
Got
that's
an
right.
idea. Maybe right. we run that by her first.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Sure. That is setting the bar. Man, this is my first show back after being on vacation, and I still got that haze over my whole head. I think it's from the early morning alarm clock, which it's always painful to turn that alarm on.
It's cruel. It's mean, and it doesn't have any sort of compassion.
No,
you know, no. I don't know if there is such a thing that you could make an alarm clock with some compassion, like, "Hey, sweetie, I know this kind of sucks, but it's time to wake up now." You know, yeah, something like that.
I know, and I think that would be kind of fun. However, I almost don't think I would ever wake up. I would just be like, yeah, that's nice.
You know what? You're right.
You're right.
This does suck, and I'm just gonna go back.
I'm just gonna go back to sleep.
Oh. You're being so nice. Okay, night night.
Yeah, I've already had 3 cups of coffee this morning just because.
Oh wow!
I know. It's
aggressive.
It's one of those mornings. I feel so.
I gotcha.
Anyways, we'll be struggling through this together here this morning as. Wave 3 News storm tracking team saying today going to be a hot one, 89. But I got to be honest, I was out in Phoenix for part of the time, and nothing over here is nearly as hot as it is there. And when
it was a dry heat.
No, when they talk about it being a dry heat, they're full of crap. That's what I want to say. Yes.
Okay. Like, so that doesn't make it any better.
So
it's still like the surface of the sun.
Yeah. To give you an idea, I mean, it may be warm today, But if you happen to be using an oven today and you open the oven to like check the cookies or to check the bread or whatever you're baking on the inside, that blast of heat you feel is what you feel every single time you walk outside any sort of air conditioning. That's
aggressive.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. So I'm just saying, let's enjoy what we have here because it could be worse. All right. There's good happening in the world. And Kelly Kay, what do you got?
So we got this sent to us on the text line. Mm-hmm. It's a message put out there in social media from Christy. She lives in New Albany. She said to James, who works maintenance for JCPS, our angel in disguise, My son, my fiance, and I cannot say thank you enough, and I hope this finds you. So this morning, going down 65 southbound, something in my truck blew. The truck caught fire.
Oh, gosh.
I had my five-year-old in the back seat right behind me. You knew my truck was on fire before I did. You pulled right over with me and came running to make sure we got out okay. When I came to a stop, saw the flames, went into a sheer mother's panic. I was so scared, terrified on how to get my baby out. I couldn't pull him out on the side because everyone kept flying by. I yelled for my son to unbuckle, get to the passenger door.
Oh, my gosh.
As I was pulling him out, I turned around to lift him over the guardrail, and there you were. You got myself and, most importantly, my son to safety, an absolute angel in disguise. You put my son in your back seat while we waited for firefighters to come and my fiance to show up. I was absolutely hysterical. You stayed next to your car, tried to keep my son calm. I could never say thank you enough for being there, not caring about being late for work or about just caring about our safety so much. Such an amazing act. I sure do hope God blesses you in so many ways.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much, as does my family. You're an amazing human. So thank you to James from JCPS Maintenance. I hope this finds you. And she was trying to share it on the JCPS page just to make sure he saw it.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Look at that.
Shining a spotlight on that. That's a super scary situation.
Yeah.
And a stranger springing into action to help out. Just awesome.
Yeah. I got to, stuff that happens on the highway, that is, things are happening at such a high rate of speed and everything. Yeah. It just, she's blessed to have
absolutely
help her out like that. So that's awesome.
So just wanted to shine a spotlight on James, an amazing human.
Good job, James.
Yeah.
All right, that's a feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
All right, so we got a message from Mel, and at the root of it, she knows her sister's fiance cheated on her. She knows this. However, her sister doesn't. It's more complicated than just the, hey, should I tell her? Because that's...
right now I'm thinking it's her sister. Yes, tell her.
Yes, tell her. Absolutely. Yes.
But there's more to it?
There's more to it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Mel messaged us, and she's all like, hey, this question seems like it has a simple answer, but bear with me. I think it's more complicated than it seems. I caught my sister's fiance cheating on her 2 months before their wedding.
Oh, wow.
So do I tell her or not? The thing is, I love my sister to bits, but she makes bad romantic decisions at an Olympic level.
An Olympic level?
Yeah, that's what she said. Her fiance has cheated on her before, left her. Stolen money, come back, wrecked her credit, her car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Every time she says she's through with him. And every time she takes him right back.
Okay.
So she says, so I'm kind of torn. Do I spill the beans because my sis deserves the chance to ditch this guy before tying herself to him forever? Or do I hold my peace since experience demonstrates it will cause a lot of distress, but not actually change anything? I just feel like it's cruel to ruin her big day for her when nothing else he has done has put her off. What do you think? Signed, Mel.
Oh, wow. So this is loaded.
Yeah. So it's like, obviously, this guy is kind of a dog, and she's gone around, or her sister has gone around this block a few times with him, but nothing has changed.
Yeah, this is really bad because, I mean, this is more than just him being like a jerk. The whole like stealing money, wrecking her credit, wrecking her car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and now cheating. I mean, I completely understand that her sister wants to get, you know, Mel wants to get her sister out of the situation.
Yes.
But I also understand that she's trying to think about her relationship with her sister and still trying to keep that intact and not drive this wedge between them, thinking that she's trying to like run her life, but she's trying to save her. So yeah, this, it's complicated.
I mean, I see where the sister could think that if Mel does say something to her, that she's just trying to break them up. And
well, yes, because she is, because he's horrible.
Right. But like, if the sister's already, you know, in that mindset of all these people are against us.
Yeah.
They just don't know what we have.
Yeah.
We have something special. Yes, I know you've wrecked my credit. Yes, I know you've totaled my car. Yes, I know you've accidentally fallen on top of another woman and, you know.
Accidentally fallen on, okay.
Naked.
All right.
You know. Yes.
Accidents happen.
Right.
Oopsie.
Right. Whoops. I mean, all this
but
can
I
be explained
you.
Away, but they just don't understand what we have.
They
so,
don't know our love.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, I could see where Mel is all like, this is just going to cause more drama than it's worth. It's going to cause drama. It's not going to change anything. So why do I even say?
Yes, but I understand her point also of wanting to go ahead
right.
and get involved because marriage, her sister is going to be legally now entangled
yes.
with this person who has already kind of wreaked havoc on her life
all right.
in many ways.
So this is where I want to hit the pause button and I want to hear from you. 502-571-9970. You can call or text because especially if you have been the sister. Like, if you've been Mel's sister and been in that relationship and can, like, give some experience or maybe at least her point of view, I think that would be helpful here as well.
Hang on. We got just one comment.
Okay.
From Sassy Matt. He says, Sassy Matt here. She needs to have a discussion with the fiance and hold the biggest blackmail over his head for life.
Because that seems healthy. Okay,
well,
all right.
Go to the source of the problem, maybe. That's what Sassy Matt's saying.
All right, group therapy. So at the root of it, Mel's all like, hey, I know my sister's fiance cheated on her, but I don't necessarily know if I should tell her or not because he's done this sort of thing in the past and nothing's changed.
And when we say this sort of thing, like stealing, wrecking the car, doing like, he's got like a long rap sheet of not being a great dude.
Right.
So,
right.
But she's just kind of worried that this is going to ultimately drive a wedge between her and her sister. And it's not going to change anything because history has shown itself that she's just going to continue on. But, you know, marriage is a little bit more of a permanent thing. So she's
sure.
really
right.
torn.
Right.
Like, can I save my sister from jumping off the cliff without a parachute?
Yeah, Teresa comments on Facebook. It says, everyone deserves to go into big commitments with their eyes wide open, whether that be mortgages or marriages. Whatever decision she makes should be one that's fully informed. So even though you're concerned about it causing distress and feel like it won't change anything, that's for her to decide. Give her all the information and let the chips fall where they may. All right.
Yeah. James is like, listen, hold your peace. Can't teach stupid. It will just cause issues between her and you. And she should have told her when it happened, just saying, day late, dollar short.
Oh, I don't know if I would hold that against her.
I wouldn't either. And then, you know, we had said Sassy Matt chimed in and said she needs to have a discussion with the fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the biggest blast over his head for life. Kim is like, Sassy Matt's got a point. I'd go to him, tell that cheater that if he doesn't tell her, she will.
Yeah. And I wanted to know if there was anybody who's been in the sister's point, in the sister's, you know, point of view, had that where that relationship where you just kept like you knew it was bad for you, but you just kept going back to that relationship back in time and time again. And I wanted to know, like, is there any value to not knowing, I guess?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. But Sarah did chime in. She says, as someone who has been the sister,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the thought of leaving despite all the BS is overwhelming.
Right.
I would tell her, but tell her in a way where she feels supported.
Mm.
Tell her she deserves a happy marriage where her partner supports her, not tears her down.
Uh-huh.
Even though you've told her many times before, this might be the time that clicks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I think we're all on team teller, right?
Yes, I think. Yeah, Sarah summed it up. You have to come approach it as, listen, I am always on your team.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to save you from making an even bigger, more legally permanent mistake.
Yeah.
That is going to be harder to untangle.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people on Facebook are saying the same, but they're also saying you got to have proof that he cheated. Otherwise, she ain't going to believe you, because especially if he's had the past he has. So
how would she not? I would think because of his past.
I know. I was going to say.
I feel like that kind of falls in line with what he's done so far. Like, that wouldn't be too hard to believe.
Yep. Yep. All right. So, yeah, Mel, you're in a tough spot. I mean, we get that.
It's awful. And I mean, nobody wants to, like, wreck your sister's dreams of having this happy marriage. I mean, you know, there's rose-colored glasses in play, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to think of trying to remove those for your sister so she can see him for who he is.
Yeah, but as I say, blood's thicker than water. So, you know, be on your sister's side. Be team sister. Supportive and tell her. And I think that's what we're saying. So,
yes, I'm coming at this. I'm not trying to wreck mm-hmm. your life. I'm trying to save your life.
Yep. All right. Good luck with that. And let us know how it all works out. There's this story that has been going around of these women in Idaho. And we've highlighted these sort of stories on the show before because they're kind of fantastic. But when women discover that they are all dating the same guy and the things that happen afterward. So these three women in Idaho, they discover they're dating the same guy. Now, this all went down when one of them, Morgan, discovered that her boyfriend of several years, he was doing things on social media that kind of like was sending up a few red flags. Okay, well, this is not normal. And then found out that he was actually dating a couple other women at the same time.
Wait a second. Where is the shocking music? I feel like you need to add in some shocking music
right
at this point in the story.
Right.
Like, just to help tell it.
So Morgan describes actually how she found out he was cheating and then what she did.
So they sent me a text and they were like, hey, we need to know about your relationship with this guy. They were basically like, yeah, like, we're both dating him too. So I opened the front door. He's standing there holding a bouquet of flowers. He asked me how my day was. And I say, yeah, I actually made some new friends today. Flip it. And he sees them on my phone. And his face just priceless.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
So, dun, dun.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So Morgan, Abby, and Becca, they all realize that they're dating the same guy. So they start talking amongst each other and then realize, you know what? We're
enjoying. You're cool.
Yeah,
I like you.
Yeah, we're enjoying
Let's
each other.
Besties.
Right. And so the three of them, they pull their money together, they buy a bus, and then they go on a fantastic road trip.
Oh, wow. That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
And why exactly did they do that? What inspired that particular move?
Yep. Thank you for bringing that up. It was his dream to get a Volkswagen bus, travel the country. And so they decided.
They ripped away his dream and said, nope, we're doing it first.
So they decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to buy an old school bus. We're going to rehab it. And we're going to go on an excellent adventure. And that's what they're doing right now. Apparently.
Oh, wow.
They are currently on their little trek and, you know, living their best life.
What a fun way to find new friends.
What a fun way to find new friends. All right, so Kelly says that this has bits and shades of lots of different stories or types of stories, right?
Starts off as a setting the bar because it has a bit of a breaking and entering factor.
A bit?
A bit. So Louis Angelino III, he's 27. He lives in New Jersey, works at a liquor store, but to make some extra cash on the side, he's been cleaning homes for friends.
Gotcha.
So he kind of tells this whole story on TikTok, which is how we know about it. He goes to clean his friend Mark's house, finds a key under the mat, spends 2.5 hours cleaning this top to bottom. It's spotless. He's playing with the cats. Mark calls to check in.
Wow. Okay.
That's when he realizes he is not at Mark's house.
Whoops.
Here's where the oopsies comes into. He wrote down Mark's address wrong, off by one digit. So he's actually at Mark's neighbor's house.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. And so Mark's like, hang on, I'm gonna tell my neighbor what happened. Like, you may notice that your house
is clean.
Is spotless. And this is what happened. So the neighbors all like, they thought that was pretty funny. Also, that he did an amazing job. Oh. So he is keeping Lewis's number for future cleaning needs.
Wow.
So Lewis actually got another customer out of the deal, which is great. And now he's crowdfunding to make t-shirts to promote his services.
You know, that's a bold marketing move. You break it into someone's house, clean their house, and then like leave a little calling card. It's like, hey, if you liked what I did, you can actually hire me.
That makes him the cleaning fairy.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, that's kind of funny.
Much like the tooth fairy comes in, you know, leaves some money, takes the tooth, cleaning fairy swoops in, cleans the house, and leaves.
Wow. Okay.
How great is that?
Look at that.
Yep. It's on the website. You want to see the video? Up at WDJX.com. We've also tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
The craziest thing I've ever witnessed on the highway. I will have to tell you what it is. I've seen cars on fire driving the opposite direction before.
That led you to type 911 and then hover over send, but not exactly hit send because someone else is going to deal with that. But was that this kind of situation? Did you hover over the 911?
No, it happened super fast. But thinking back on it, I was like, this is the most crazy thing I've ever witnessed on the highway. I'll tell you about it coming up here in just a few on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Want to shout out my daughters real quick. Both Isabella, Sophia, and Zoe. We traveled to the National Irish Dance Competition this past week. And Isabella finished top 20th in the nation.
Wow.
Sophia finished top 10 in the nation. And Zoe ended up winning it in her age group. So
holy cow.
I know. So they are super proud of them, and they danced great. And it was quite an amazing experience to be a part of. And, you know, I know everyone has stories of, you know, watching your kids achieve something amazing and just, you know, kind of sitting back and smiling and going, man, I produced that. You know, I mean,
or you're like, screaming like, yes, like me. I'm a little more vocal. Now, listen, how are you guys not on a reality show at this point? I mean, you have twin daughters who are, you know, killing it in Irish dancing. You got a 10-year-old who's killing it, like literally national world champion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you guys need to be on a reality show. I'm really, it's kind of a huge disservice that you're not on television at this point.
I'll say thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
I don't know if that's a thank you or not, or if that's just a, we kind of live a little bit of a wild
It's a
life,
circus kind of a lifestyle, but it deserves to be on television.
Oh, well, thank you. But yeah, I'm just beaming. I'm super proud and of all three of them. But there was something that happened on the way back from vacation that I wanted to highlight. And maybe you've got a story of like witnessing something crazy on the highway that you could throw in, you know, into the mix as well. But coming up next, I'll tell you, just on Saturday, what I witnessed driving back that I had to like do a double take and then be like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I don't believe what I just saw.
So it's hard to process.
You ever have those experiences where after the fact you're like, holy crap, what just happened? Like that happened to me on Saturday. So we're traveling on I-75. We're coming back from vacation, right? And we're a little bit north of Cincinnati. And so we're going southbound on 75. And there's a pretty big median, you know, between the northbound and the southbound lanes, right? There's like a big grassy piece of land between what's going south and what's going north. And so I start seeing some cars slowing down, and I'm in the left lane, and I'm in the left lane. And
okay.
So I see some cars slowing down, and I'm thinking, okay, typically when cars are slowing down like that, there's like a police officer that's got his radar gun on in the median and he's getting speeders, right?
Or someone's pulled over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I slow down and then I do see that there's like off in the distance, I do see that there's a car in the median and I'm like, oh, okay. It looks like the car's moving like in the median. And I'm like, man, is that a police officer? So I pull, I merge over to the right, you know, and so I leave the left lane kind of, you know, empty there. And a lot of the other cars in front of me kind of do the same. And then as I'm approaching this car, I realize that it's a normal car and it's traveling on the median on the southbound side driving north. So it's driving the wrong direction.
Uh-oh.
On the median. So it's not on the actual highway, but it's on the grass part. And it's just kicking up a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, man, what is this person doing? And so as I pass, I see it's a car and it's got, like four passengers in it. So it's a full car and they're driving, you know, at a pretty good rate of speed going north. And again, we're going south. They're still on the grass. So no harm, no foul, right?
Did you see the expression on their faces? Did they look panicked? Did they look like they were having a fun joyride?
Yeah.
Like, what was the mood in the car? Could you assess that?
I couldn't. No, I couldn't really tell as I passed. But as I passed, right after I passed, I look in my rearview mirror, and I'm like, man, what is this car doing? And then I see them get on the freeway.
Oh, the wrong direction?
Yes, they get on the freeway going the wrong direction in the left lane, in that far left lane, in the fast lane, so to speak. And I'm like, holy crap, this car's going the wrong direction on the freeway.
Like they're about to cause a head-on collision,
right?
Collision of epic proportions.
Right. And so I'm like looking around for police thinking, okay, they're running from someone. Like, there've got to be some sort of like pursuit coming after them. Nope, nothing. So
how in the world did that happen?
I don't know. And that's where my story ends. Like, because, you know, I got so far away that I couldn't see anymore. And I'm just like, cross my fingers, like, hopefully they get off the freeway before an accident happens.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so we've got no resolution.
No resolution to this story whatsoever. But I it was one of those things where I had to process it going, man, they had to completely go across this long median of grass, hilly grass, going northbound to southbound,
there wasn't a divider. Like it was just grass.
It was just grass, right?
Okay.
Exactly. It was just.
So they could have easily gone on the other side to go in the correct direction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
they just chose not to.
Right, for whatever reason, and so I had to process it and go, wow, okay, I don't know what I just saw, but I know that I've never once experienced with my own two eyes a car driving the wrong direction on a freeway.
That's insane. I'm just gonna hope that they indeed did not cause an accident.
Yeah.
They figured out the error of their ways and got going in the right direction soon after you saw them.
Yeah. Now,
you didn't hear about anything on the news, did you? About a horrible crash in that area?
No. No.
Okay, good.
So
we're going to assume that everything is fine.
Yeah.
But don't do that.
Exactly.
That's a stark example of don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Roxanne texts in and says, that's a real life setting the bar story right there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if you can make it through the day without driving the wrong way on the stupid freeway, then you're doing okay.
Yeah. Wow. Dang. Well, glad that everything is okay, we think.
Yeah. I don't know if you can top that or not, but man, that was one of those where my craziest story used to be watching a car completely on flames drive the opposite direction on the freeway and
assuming someone else is going to call that one in.
Right.
Someone else got that.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my crazy highway story for you there. And again, my own almost real life setting the bar story, where if you can manage to make it through the day without driving the wrong way on the freeway.
Don't do that.
Yep, for sure. Speaking of astronauts, tomorrow is the day, right? Jeff Bezos blasts off for space.
Oh, is that what's happening?
I think it's tomorrow, Blue Origin. It's going to include the youngest and the oldest people to fly. Now, the youngest is going to be 18-year-old Oliver. Oliver wasn't even supposed to be on the ship initially. But when the winner of a $28 million auction for a seat on the spacecraft backed out due to, quote, scheduling conflicts.
Hang on a second. Dang.
Scheduling conflicts. Like,
well, yes. You know what? I was supposed to go to space today, but I got a thing. Instead, I got to do.
Yeah. Did you not think you were going to win the auction? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, dang. I promised.
I won. Oh,
I promised my friend I was going to help him move.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
dang it. I got to get the dog's nails done that day.
No one's going to drive the dog to the groomer. This is
exactly.
Awful.
That's bad. Well, didn't Richard Branson, though, he and I think five other crew members did their little test flight.
Yeah, last week.
In space.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
did that first. And then Ashton Kutcher said he was going to be on the next flight with them. But then Mila's like, yeah, no, maybe let's let them get a few more flights under the belt. Probably not the best family decision. We got kids.
Right.
And he's all like, all right.
Right. So, yeah, Bezos is blasting off tomorrow. Oliver got the nod after the $28 million auction winner for the seat backed out. And then the oldest is Wally. Wally's 82 and an aerospace pioneer on a Mercury mission trainee decades ago.
So he's got a little bit of some experience. Did they go through some training or at least, you know, like a simulator to know what to expect? Because I feel like that's going to be a little different than just taking a commercial flight.
Well, that's a great question because a lot of people were saying, Virgin guy, did he actually get to space? Because he just got to the outer rim of the Earth's atmosphere.
They're calling that space.
Right.
They're calling that space.
Right. So yeah.
You like touch it, boop, and then come back down.
No, wait. Is it just me or is Jeff Bezos's rocket the one that they're calling the Wiener rocket?
I don't know.
Here, Google it real quick.
We have to look it up.
Yeah. Look it up real quick because I think that
should I literally look for Jeff Bezos Wiener rocket?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not. maybe that'll bring up some other things. No, I think Blue Origin, the actual rocket ship itself, a lot of people have been saying because of its shape, it looks way more like.
Oh my God.
Am I right?
No, it does.
Am I right?
1,000%. Right? The New York Post did an article on it, and somebody said, I thought penis as soon as I saw that image.
I'm going to save that
somebody
clip.
Else said it's a giant flaming space battery-operated boyfriend.
Right. So Bezos is going to be launching into space the Wiener rocket tomorrow.
Oh, that is an unfortunate shape for the rocket. Like, they should have maybe reimagined that after they did the first drawing of it. They should have.
Is it unfortunate or is it perfect?
Maybe it was intentional.
Who better?
Maybe, yeah, who better indeed?
Or what better to probe parts unknown?
Probing space. But it's just a tip. I mean, they just touched space.
They are. They're just doing the tip of space. So there you go.
God.
All right. So that's tomorrow. The Olympics kicking off later this week. The 2020 Summer Olympics, keep in mind, postponed a year due to the coronavirus. Kicking off later this week. Every year, I feel like there's always these stories of how they have to prepare all of these young, fit athletes as they descend upon Olympic Village. Prepare them with protection.
Well, they assume there's going to be lots of new friendships. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Struck up in the Athletes Village.
Again, I get it. Like, think of all the athletes. They've all got one thing in common, and that's they're at the top of their game athletically.
Yes, and you're meeting people from all over the world.
Oh, gosh, yes. Things are going to happen. Chemistries are going to spark. And, you know, it's like, you know, you're only in Tokyo for a week. So
YOLO.
gotta make YOLO. The most of it, right?
It's the ultimate YOLO experience.
So I guess there's talk that Olympic officials in Tokyo are trying to,
discourage?
Dampen the naughtiness?
Maybe, yes. Discourage the nighttime activities?
Yeah, by making athletes sleep on cardboard beds.
Yes, apparently they can withstand the weight of one person, but not more than that. If you catch our drift.
Distance runner Paul, he runs for the United States. He joked about it on Twitter, saying we are moving from an era of Breaking Bad to Breaking Bed. And those who tinkle on the bed are at risk here. Once the cardboard, once the carton box is wet, the bed will fall over.
Yeah,
I mean, if you had an issue with wetting the bed at night, man, there could be some issues there too.
Oh, dang.
But Irish gymnast Reese posted a video saying, listen, for those who really want to have more than one person on this bed, shouldn't be an issue. These beds are sturdy. He proved it by jumping on one. To prove that, look, where there's
still
a will,
standing.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
All righty then. Good luck.
Good luck. Godspeed. As the Olympians prepare to launch into the 2020 Summer Olympics at the end of this week, I think. You said Friday, right?
I think Friday is, they're kicking it off.
Look at that. So there you go. Cardboard beds. Just yet another thing.
Wait a second. Holly's like, did Dick Pound talk about this?
Our
favorite Olympic spokesperson?
Yeah, we did not get the
official word from Dick Pound has not come in about this.
From the International Olympic Committee's Dick Pound. So you always want to be a good neighbor, right?
Sure. I mean, if you don't want to live in like awkwardness or have issues, make it a happy neighborhood.
Yeah, so this is a setting the bar story. These are always examples of how not to live your life, okay? We're going to introduce you to Amanda Lee here. As if you can manage to make it through the day without being such a bad neighbor, Amanda, excuse me, you get banned from going number one or number two outside, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Isn't that kind of understood anyway? Shouldn't we all be banned from going to the bathroom outside?
Well, I mean, let's not go so far as to say banned.
I would appreciate it if most of my neighbors refrained from doing that. I mean, just step inside your door.
To England we go, where we're introducing you to 50-year-old Amanda Lee, where she has such a lengthy rap sheet. The Cheshire police finally applied for a criminal behavior order, which bans her from engaging in certain behaviors like urinating and defecating outside. Which, what did you have to do to get that, right?
Well, yeah, but again, I feel like, isn't that an unwritten rule? Like, do we need to write that rule? Like, well, don't use the potty outside?
Well, apparently Amanda does need it written down.
All right.
Possessing booze in an open container and using abusive language. She was also banned from calling the cops unless she actually has a valid reason to call them.
Oh, okay. Did they list out the valid excuses? Because it sounds like they're getting that detailed.
I know. They need to probably get that detailed with Amanda, because the police actually said there comes a point when you just have to say enough is enough.
Okay. So she's been a consistent problem, is what they're saying.
Yes, for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, dang.
Yep.
That's a long time to be on the police's radar.
Yeah, so Amanda, who, quote, poo-bombed her neighbor's property during this 25-year period, has now been banned officially from urinating or defecating in any open space. So,
it took them 25 years
of
her doing that before they finally said, okay,
yep,
no more.
Yep.
Oh, I would have moved.
Yeah.
I'm not living next to Amanda.
No.
She's poo bombing me.
No, stop it, Amanda. Stop it.
I am putting a sign in the yard. I'm out.
Like, you almost want to do what you do with the dog and, like, swat her nose and rub it in, rub her face in it.
Yes.
Like, see what you did? No. No.
What is Amanda's issue that she doesn't know how to go inside her house to use the facilities?
So, I think we should all try to be neighborly with one another.
Don't be an Amanda.
That's right. So again.
And we apologize to all the Amandas who do not live in their neighbor's yard.
That's right.
We know there are many of you.
Right. That are fairly good, but not like this Amanda, who had to be banned from going number one or number two outside.
Holy
because
cow.
Of a poo bombing incident that lasted over 25 years.
Does she have a roommate? I really hope not.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were talking about group therapy earlier in the show, and I think we were all on the same page, all unanimously telling Mel that she needs to tell her sister that she knows her fiance cheated on her. But that wasn't the only thing. It was like there was a long line of things that he's been doing wrong.
Yeah, he's got kind of a rap sheet. He's like stole from her, wrecked her car, like wrecked her credit, all sorts of stuff. Like he's got a history of not being a good dude. And now her sister is about to marry him. And she's like, listen, I feel like it's not going to make any difference if I say something. It could like wreck my relationship with my sister, but I don't want to like watch her jump off the cliff without a parachute.
Yeah.
Knowing all this stuff about this guy.
And she doesn't feel like it's going to change anything. And Corey chimes in on text message, says, I had a girl I dated for years and she cheated off and on. And I finally got smart and left her. She now has three babies with three different dads. And I'm happily married for 4 years now to an amazing woman. So open your eyes.
So oh, wow.
Man, that.
Okay, yeah. That's a really good cautionary tale to share. And that was the other thing. Sarah chimed in and she's like, I've been that sister.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her, but, you know, come at it with an attitude of I love you. You're being supported.
Right.
This is why I'm trying to save you from making a gigantic mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we were all in unison saying the same thing, and that was, you gotta tell. So
yeah, you gotta tell her.
Right. If you missed it the first time around and you want to read some of the comments, it's up at Ben and Kelly Show right there on Facebook. You can take a look at it there, group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Apparently, I shared something 4 years ago on social media because we got a tweet from our buddy Mike, who tweeted 4 years ago, Ben shared this gem with the DJX family, and, well, it continues to bring joy to the masses. Hashtag so many memes. And the picture he shared that popped up on his time hop was a picture that was from school that I had shared several years ago of a me wearing a black sweater, maybe a teal turquoise turtleneck, sitting on a wicker chair.
Oh, wow. The Wicker King? Hashtag Wicker King?
Hashtag Wicker King.
Yeah.
And
that's an adorable picture. That does continue to bring joy for all who see it.
So thank you.
100%.
Thank you, Mike, for reminding us of hashtag Wicker King so many years ago. So if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show or at 99.7 DJX on Twitter, and you can see
what a blessing.
Blessing? Yes, sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a gift. That's a gift to the internet.
Gift.
I love the meme summer bucket list. Dance with my imaginary friend. Oh my God. Oh, Ben Davis.
Someday.
You're adorable.
Someday.
I'm really confident you had actual real friends.
I did. You can ask both of them.
Oh, that chair is epic.
So,
where was that chair? Was that your mom's chair? Did you have that in your house?
No.
Or was that like an Olin Mills?
Yeah,
like,
Kelly, that was like a prop. Oh, that's a prop.
Dang, you should have that in your house. Yeah. That chair is epic.
Well, anyways, thank you, Mike, for again reminding us of the Wicker King moments from the show from the past. There,
that's awesome.
All right, so later today, 11, 1, 3, and 5 opportunities for you to pick up $1,000 with the DJX All Access Summer. So be listening for that. Yeah, other than that, anything else you want to add?
There was a couple of people that were asking, hey, I want more information about the Throwback Thursday cruise you started talking about, and we've got that up on the website right now, WDJX.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's like 7 to 9 at night, the 29th. Tickets are just $10, or you can win them this Thursday during the Throwback Thursday mix.
Yep, you heard it there. So, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.